Dr. Wendy Hill. I'm so glad you're here with me right now. We're on this life's journey together. The way I see it is you and I are a team, and together we can explore the wonderful possibilities for personal and spiritual growth. I believe each of us has within the power to heal and to manifest the best and highest that is already within us. If you would like to have more direct contact with me, go to my website, wendyhill.com, and call, text, or email me. Let's keep taking this journey together. My guest again is Hillary Green, and I asked Hillary, what do you feel strongly about? What would you like to talk about? And she said, I want to talk about mental health and the holidays. The holidays are a stressful time for most people, are they not? Not just having to get together with family and dinners and shopping and what have you, but it's stressful and way of maybe we're supposed to be happy during this time.
And it's a quarter of the year, isn't it? Really, when you think about how the shops and businesses start this in September. You figure there's a quarter of the year where a lot of people don't feel happy.
That's right.
You know,
Christmas starts actually during summer. I've seen Christmas, in July shows on television.
Yes, and not everyone is Christian either. You know, I mean, it's so there's a quarter of the year that the media kind of tells people you're supposed to be happy, you're supposed to buy things and spend money, and you're supposed to eat a lot and spend time with other people, and a lot of people are alone, and I've noticed I see a lot of people who live alone, and some of them say, oh, I'm very happy living alone and all that, and I think if they were really honest with themselves that maybe it's a time in their life when they want to be alone, but a lot of people who say that really don't want to be alone, I think, if they were really honest. And I find that very sad. And you see that...
Mother Teresa used to say the big disease in America was loneliness.
Mm. Interesting. I hadn't heard that quote. Yeah, I think it's true in a lot of places. I know that there are a lot of social services and community centers in a lot of countries. And some countries are better equipped, probably because of higher taxation.
I'm going to give a number right now. It's the Suicide Help, National Suicide Helpline.
Thank you.
Suicide Prevention.
Yes.
And so I'm going to say this number again at the end of this podcast.
Good.
But if you need to get a pencil or paper ready, but I'll give the number now. 800-273-8255.
You do it one more time. Then.
That's 800-273-8255. So suicide potential rates certainly go up during the holidays because of this pressure that there's something wrong with me, that I'm not happy.
Yes. And why don't I have people inviting me to dinner? And why don't I have someone to buy a gift for? And why am I living... I'm either live miles away from my family, or my family has passed away.
Or not getting along with the family.
Possibly. That happens. Yes. And a million reasons. And maybe someone who's newly separated, or their spouse passed away, or they've lost a child. I mean, that million things come up, don't they?
So suicide isn't the only danger. It's the depression and anxiety.
Yes.
Of the inner questions that people... that anybody listening, that any human will have about one's doubts about self.
Yes.
Am I worthy of love?
Exactly.
And if you're not worthy of love, then certainly Christmas, if you're alone, is going to say that you're not worthy of love.
Devastating. And yes, and you go to a cinema on Christmas Day, you see an awful lot of people who are there for maybe divorced fathers with the sons or whatever, you see a lot of people who are very lonely.
So I want to give a message right here and now, and that is, anybody listening, if you have any of this experience during the holidays, want you to know this: you are worthy of love.
And you're not alone.
And not only that, but you are already loved.
Yes.
And if you say you're not alone, somebody's going to say, oh, yes, I am. So maybe an encouragement to think about someone else that might be alone and reach out to them.
Yes, and you know what? Everyone has a neighbor next door or over the road, and maybe you've never met them. And you know what? Even if you don't bake cookies, you could buy one at a store, and you could go over and put a little bit of ribbon around it and say Merry Christmas or something, or just say, hello, welcome to the neighborhood, or hi, I live over the road. And would you like to come over and have a cup of tea or coffee? Or in your case, Wendy, a glass of water, because so I know you don't drink coffee.
So we are encouraging
anybody
who's sitting, listening to this, and feeling sorry for yourself, which, by the way, is a very dangerous feeling. If you recognize you're having self-pity during the holiday season, stop that. Be aware of it and start to turn it around and say, what can I do to reach out to someone else? And, you know, magic happens when you reach out to someone else.
Yes.
It fills you.
Yes.
It fills your heart. And you begin to feel love, which is what we all want.
Absolutely. And even if you're at the supermarket, talk to the checker and just say, hello, how's your day going? And see a change in how they feel. I notice when I ask someone like that in a shop, oh, I could feel them go that way and just breathe a sigh of relief. And someone actually asks them how they feel and how their day is going.
And you know, you might, as a listener, be saying, oh, everybody I know has family, everybody's together. Even people who seem to have lots of things going on, lots of family, lots of support, sometimes they're lonely inside too.
Absolutely.
Being around a lot of people doesn't mean you're not lonely.
That's right.
So reach out first within yourself and listen to your heart. It says, I am worthy of love, even if I seem to have all proof through my life that I'm not. I am. And I know that anybody that I see, my eyes rest on, whether I'm going for a walk or a grocery store or on television, is also worthy of love. And I'm going to reach out in some way to myself to find that, to that child inside myself that feels maybe lonely or left out or different or somehow not fitting in or not belonging, and realize that you do belong. You are a human being and a soul. And you've come into this wonderful place, this earth, to learn lessons. And maybe one of your lessons that you can learn during the holidays in this loneliness, if you have that, is that you do belong, that you are worthy and valued.
That is beautiful, Wendy. And the sense of belonging is huge, because I know I felt very out of place when I came to America.
Did you?
Yeah, and teased and made fun of, that sort of thing.
Oh, really?
Definitely.
Bullied. Somehow teased.
Well, I don't know about bullied, luckily, thank goodness. I'm sure a lot of people are.
Sometimes teasing is a form of bullying.
Well, it isn't very nice, is it? Yeah. But I want to say the same thing. If you're from another country and you don't feel that this is really your home is where you are, obviously, and there's always someone who will get who you are. You may feel different and isolated, and maybe you are of a different faith, but I would like to say that you can go to any church, mosque, synagogue, cathedral, monastery.
Or the sanctuary within yourself in quiet.
Yes, exactly. Or you can just sit in a garden somewhere or in a park, and you can smile at people, sit down next to someone on a park bench, use some discretion, of course, and you can start a little conversation going with a mother and child, or a dog. Having a dog is a great way of talking to other people.
Funny you should mention a dog, because, boy, I'll tell you, so many people are nurtured by their pets.
Oh, gosh.
By their cats and dogs.
Absolutely.
And horses and what have you.
Oh, I love cows, too. They come over to you in a field. They're so curious. They come running over to say hello to you, don't they?
Something you said earlier to me today, Hillary, was dogs are our teachers. Mm. Animals are our teachers. Yeah. They teach unconditional love.
Mm. And living in the moment.
And living in the moment. So during this holiday season, please, listener, take to heart what we're saying here, that you have the power to make the choice to reach out, even if it's in a tiny, small way, to smile at someone in the checkout line, to go for a walk and say hi to whoever you're passing, and maybe even strike up a conversation, to take a risk of opening your heart to someone else, of saying to someone else, how are you doing in this holiday season? Treating you well? And maybe opening up yourself. And when you find you open yourself to others, the chances really go up to them reaching back to you and you receiving this connection and giving this connection. That connection is so important.
And there are community centers and places where you can go by yourself. And I mentioned going to a house of worship. They all welcome you. You don't have to be of that particular faith, but those are places where you can go and just, if you have a faith that there's some greater power, it doesn't have to be a religious power, just a greater sense of something that connects all of us. And you can very often get that feeling in a place of worship. You don't have to share beliefs with the other people there, but I think it helps you feel connected to other people and to the world. Because let's face it, we're just cells, all of us, really, basically, from physics classes. It seems to me, I remember, that we're all one anyway. We're all one. And we may think we're separate, but we really aren't. And we're connected to nature, to animals. Everything has spirit, has that cell. And
it says, and I love that you brought up nature, because nature connects us to spirit. And there is something that's said about maybe going to a park or your yard or out on the deck to where even your driveway, to just sit and feel the sky and feel the air and feel the trees and connect with the sense of belonging to allness.
Yes.
To everything. And during this holiday season. This should not be about shopping and looking good.
No, nothing to do with that.
Make this season about finding your soul self and celebrating that.
Yes, absolutely.
The highest within you, the Christ within you, the God within you, the spirit within you, whatever word you want to use, the universe. Mm-hmm. That's within each and every one of us.
It is. And you know, when you can, I sit outside, not a lot, but sometimes I'll sit and just listen. And you can hear all manner of buzzing and whirring of little wings flapping and little people flying around you. And it's a different world when you sit there. You get, and the sound of the bees, gosh, if ever I've heard om, it's in the drone of bees. It's the most powerful meditative sound I've ever heard. In fact, I was in Kew Gardens about a month ago, and they have recorded the sound of bees. And you go into this amazing sculpture, and they pipe the sound in, and it surrounds you. And I've got chills again. And you talk about feeling one with nature and spirit, just the sound of the bees.
It's interesting you mentioned bees. I've had the experience of being around a lot of bees and having to reach and get something out where they were, and how they just accepted me. They just allowed. Mm-hmm. They're not out to get me.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And generally speaking, people are not out to get each other.
That's right.
What we want is really connection. Absolutely. Whether we are conscious of that or not, that's what we want.
That's our origin, isn't it? Connection. The soul connection, our cellular connection is our origin. And that's when we go through the cycle and then we go back to some sort of... No one's come back to tell us yet, but we think we go back to that cellular origin.
Oh, there have been many people that have died and come back to tell us.
Well, let's put it this way. They haven't gone on TV yet.
It's called near-death experiences, and they have gone on TV.
No.
Have you not heard of near-death experiences?
Oh, yeah, I have. Yes, I have. I've heard of that. But I mean that. I don't mean to be facetious, but I meant that we have to hold on to our own, what's our truth is and what feels right to us. That feels right to me. And there are many schools of thought and experiences too, but that's another subject. But going back to, I would like to talk to people who may be listening who feel alone, or they feel they have no purpose, or they feel they're not with their family. Actually, I won't be with my family for either of the holidays. I'm having an early celebration with some members of my family. But it's interesting. I don't feel the need. I feel it's more important to connect with friends and family when you connect with them, not because it's a particular day, or and there's no need to overeat at a meal. I just find that every time you're with someone, another person, you're having that exchange with them. That's a holiday. And it's got nothing to do with anything else other than being with these other people.
You know, for those of you who are listening who are going to be going to visit family and maybe have some anxiety about it, maybe walk into that situation and say, there's one person I'm going to reach out to and show them that I care. And that might make your whole day. So for those of you who maybe know somebody who needs this number, this suicide prevention, national suicide prevention number, I'm going to give that again. I'm not saying that you, the listener, need this, but take it down just in case you know someone.
And someone might want to.
Then now here's the number. I'm going to say it twice. This is the national suicide prevention number that you can call 24 hours a day. 800-273-8255. That's 800-273-8255. And Hillary, thank you once again for opening your thoughts and your heart, sharing with us.
Thank you very much. And
thank you for taking this journey with me today. And until next time, know that you are loved beyond imagining.